WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Television critic David Bianculli says if you look at the programs premiering this week on TV, what's new in the 1990s is really old hat.
Well, it's the first week of the new year for TV, and it's time to check out what's new in TV land. Here's something, the premiere of an ABC drama series. Tracy Nelson plays a nun who has some very unusual ways of teaching math to her wayward students.
Okay, we're going to do fractions now. All right, stop, be quiet. Okay, you get down on a horse going off at 3 to 2. You've bet $1. How much do you win?
More than I had before.
Yeah, but how much?
$1.50.
I know, it sounds familiar, kind of a to sister with love. But it gets even more familiar once we meet her parish priest.
Look, I have this nasty habit of looking for odd details in people's behavior, and almost everyone has some incongruities.
That's Tom Bosley, who played the father on Happy Days, and more recently, the father on The Father Dowling Mysteries, that stupid NBC series that was canceled last season. This new ABC show is also called The Father Dowling Mysteries, and it's nothing but new episodes of that same stupid series, shown on a different network. Okay, let's move on. The Family Channel, a basic cable network, is also launching a new series this week. It's about a swashbuckling hero who wears a black cape and a mask and carries a whip and a sword. Here's a part of the show's theme song.
When daggers are pointed at innocent hearts and muskets are ready to fire, where tyrants ride high and govern with fear as the forces of evil conspire, then from out of the night a hero must rise with courage that even a mask won't disguise. They turn to the man called Zorro.
Yep, that's right. Duncan Regehr plays Zorro in these new adventures, which compare pretty favorably, except for the theme song, to the old Disney series from the 50s that I watched when I was a kid. New World Television, which produces this new Zorro series, has updated the characters, though, and taken its cue from last year's Batman movie. Zorro's mute sidekick is now a young kid, more like a Robin the Boy Wonder than an Alfred the Butler. And this new Zorro has forensic detective skills that place him on a par with Batman or Sherlock Holmes. Still, it's hard to look at a remake of a 35-year-old TV series and think of it as progress. But wait, Arts and Entertainment has a new 2-hour movie premiering this week. It's about a doctor who is wrongly convicted of the murder of his wife but escapes before being sent to prison. Years later, with the cops on his tail, he finally finds and confronts the one-armed man who... No, wait a minute. This A&E premiere is nothing but a repackaged repeat of the 2-part conclusion of The Fugitive, which was shown 22 years ago. This is ridiculous. Surely there has to be something new that's really new to kick off the 90s. And there is. This Friday, NBC presents the premiere of a new cop show that hasn't been canceled by another network, isn't a remake, and isn't a repeat. It's called Max Monroe, Loose Cannon. And it stars Shadow Stevens, whose biggest showbiz credit is as a Hollywood square. Is it too early to get nostalgic for the good old 1980s?
David Bianculli is television critic for the New York Post.